This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The Education Ministry denies claims it disregarded BUT's concerns over school readiness. The group of concerned parents commends the Education Ministry but urges improved communication on the opening of school. Meanwhile, the Friends of Democracy call for a dedicated maintenance crew to deal with school repairs. Fresh calls by the Alliance of Owners of Public Transport for an adequate bus service for Eden Lodge residents, and a person of interest in the shooting of Charlie Kirk in custody. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Ministry of Educational Transformation is pushing back at claims that the ministry disregarded concerns of the Barbados Union of Teachers, BUT, regarding school readiness. One union official indicated that some schools were not ready and requested short delays to complete critical work. The official stated that their request was rejected. But in a statement last evening, Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw stated that the union gave no indication of dissatisfaction during their tour of schools.
You will recall that the Barbados Union of Teachers, over the course of the last 2 weeks, and in particular last week, joined the Ministry of Educational Transformation on tours of our schools, especially those schools under renovation. They expressed satisfaction as it relates to schools being ready, having toured with the Ministry of Educational Transformation. There was also a meeting with some executive members of the Barbados Union of Teachers at the Ministry of Educational Transformation on the Friday before the opening of school. There was no indication of dissatisfaction at that time. In fact, they expressed significant praise for the Education Technical Management Unit and the work that they had done over the summer period.
She also denied claims that there was no consultation between the ministry and the union.
Any suggestion or claim of non-consultation or proposals for deferrals from the union falling on deaf ears is not only surprising, but untrue. The Ministry of Educational Transformation has firmly committed to having open dialogue and communication with stakeholders and to the delivery of education transformation for our children, teachers, and other members of staff.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw. The group of concerned parents hails the efforts of the Education Ministry for working overtime to ensure most schools were ready, but stressed the need for better communication with stakeholders. Parent advocate and spokesperson Paula Ann Moore told Starcom Network News the ministry needs to identify successful strategies and effective actions from past experiences and apply them to future situations. She also hailed the parents for speaking up.
With the best will in the world, unexpected developments in renovations and refurbishment can and do occur. Solution-oriented lessons learned should underline the importance of timely communication and coordination with parents, teachers, and the children in contingency planning. Kudos to the affected parents who felt empowered or courageous enough to publicly voice their reasonable concerns, either individually or via school PTA representatives.
Ms. Moore also suggested that the ministry review its school infrastructure plan.
It is respectfully suggested that the strategy of educational transformation has, as a key pillar with respect to school infrastructure, the review and repositioning of the ministry's resource capacity, budgeting, and deployment of funds and communication with key stakeholders to make crisis response more agile. This is one element to ensure that the success of education transformation can be optimized.
Spokesperson and coordinator of the group of concerned parents, Paula Ann Moore. As the new school year enters its fourth day, the Friends of Democracy is raising concerns over the recurrent challenges facing the nation's schools and is calling for a more proactive approach from government. The party's spokesperson for education, Matthew Thorne, tells Starcom Network News the time has come for government to consider employing a dedicated maintenance crew to ensure remedial works are done on time.
I think it's important to emphasize the need for a fully staffed and I think a dedicated maintenance department. I think a lot of times the government of the day would simply pull a group of contractors together and at last minute, you know, delegate the task. But I think if we had actual maintenance department that's dedicated solely for the purpose of preparing the schools coming up to the start of the school year, what that would in fact do is make sure that the students have the best chance in education. Because if you think about it, if the school isn't settled, it's going to be very difficult for students to come in and be settled for the start of the school year.
Mr. Thorne also proposed breaking up maintenance work throughout the year, suggesting that repairs and upgrades be scheduled during holiday breaks. The Alliance Owners of Public Transport is making a fresh appeal for the Transport Ministry to review the country's public transportation system, as they express concern that residents in areas such as Eden Lodge are still left stranded. Chairman of the Alliance, Roy Raphael, says the frustration among residents is mounting as repeated appeals seem to be falling on deaf ears. He hopes the Transport Ministry would consider their suggestion to merge particular routes.
Right now, we are faced with the fact that there's no buses, nor ZRs or mini buses or public transport actually is working in Eden Lodge. It is a concern to us. We would have spoken to the Transport Board about this, and it appears that there are some level of discussion. But as far as the bus service is concerned, we ask the Transport Board to merge the Holders Green service or the Clearfield service with the Eden Lodge service to allow persons to commute.
He highlighted their next steps.
So I'm making a special appeal to the Transport Board. We are going to write them, and if we can't come to talk by the end of this month, I am prepared to meet with the people of Eden Lodge, where I live, and see if we can get some petitions so that we can take it to the Minister of Public Transport, the Honorable Cynthia Bradshaw. This matter is serious. So I believe that the government needs to sit down with the providers, along with the stakeholders, and they need to review the whole question of public transport in Barbados.
Chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Roy Raphael. Barbados' Energy and Business Minister, Senator Lisa Cummins, is urging young professionals and the private sector to play a greater role in building the island's energy future. She was speaking during the 2025 Energy Development Scholarship Award ceremony. This year's scholarships went to Jamarly Tony, who will study a Master of Science in Earthquake Engineering and Disaster Management, and Jade Harding, who will pursue a Master of Science in Geographic Information Science.
Each year we have a conversation internal to the ministry about how to make sure that we have a higher number of persons applying to the scholarship program. This year we had 5 applications. I really want to appeal to young people who are pursuing or interested in pursuing master's studies to get invested in what the Ministry of Energy is doing. These projects that we are doing will provide jobs. We expect that by 2035, our energy transition and investment plan maps it, that there will be 1,500 new jobs in the energy sector that will be created, new employment opportunities. This is a challenge to the business community. We want to be able to see that as a part of your local content requirement to invest in the development of a scholarship program so we can provide even more of these scholarships.
Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins. And a person of interest in the fatal shooting of Trump supporter Charlie Kirk at a Utah rally is in custody. Police say the shooter was believed to be wearing black clothing and tactical gear and had fired from a building about 200 feet away. 31-year-old Kirk was shot during a campus event at Utah Valley University yesterday. He was manning his signature Prove Me Wrong table as part of his American comeback tour on the Orem, Utah campus when shots were fired. Recapping the headlines. The Education Ministry denies claims it disregarded BUT's concerns over school readiness. The group of concerned parents commends the Education Ministry but urges improved communication on the opening of schools. Meanwhile, the Friends of Democracy call for a dedicated maintenance crew to deal with school repairs. Fresh calls by the Alliance Owners of Public Transport for an adequate bus service for Eden Lodge residents and a person of interest in the shooting of Charlie Kirk in custody. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.